For our next segment, we're talking with Gina Scroggs, who is the Executive Director of Downtown Manhattan Incorporated. And Gina is joining us here in studio today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's always fun to talk about downtown Manhattan and what's going on. Yeah, we've seen a lot of cars down there recently. I know I've been traveling through there quite a bit. It's pretty good vibes right now.
Yes, vibes is the exact word I was going to say. You can really feel the enthusiasm for the beginning of school and K-State football and, you know, coming out of the summer when we really put those platforms to use. I think downtown's just really been an enjoyable place to be.
Friday nights, you know, that's a lot of times when people really love to go downtown. I was driving through Friday night and I saw that almost every one of those platforms are filling up.
Yep. It's pretty cool to see that. At Christmas, we're going to have a really cool platform event. It'll be new, obviously, because the platforms are new, but it'll be called Knights of Lights. And those restaurant owners are pretty competitive with each other, and they are going to be lighting up their platforms in the spirit of Clark Griswold, I'm sure. I'm sure that's what we're going to see. And there will be a mayor's trophy that will travel from year to year. And then also a People's Choice Award, which I think is pretty cool, because when you go and sit on one of those platforms, we encourage you, obviously, to go and sit on all of them and partake in your favorite food or beverage or both. And you get to select People's Choice, which whatever platform you think is the best lighted for the holiday season.
All right. Well, that'd be fun to look forward to. It's kind of neat how those have become kind of a permanent fixture here in downtown.
I think they'll probably stay.
Yeah. Well, good to see.
Yep.
Well, that's going to be something to look forward to. Of course, downtown's popular around the holidays and throughout the fall. One thing that's been really taken off this summer, and I know you guys do this in the past year, but maybe people forgot about it because of the pandemic last year, was Third Thursdays. And
yes,
I've seen real successful numbers from that.
Yeah. This year it's been pretty tricky. We've actually been affected by the weather all but 1 month. So we've had delayed starts. We've had to cancel one. But our final third Thursday of the season is on September 16th, and it is going to be a street festival. The Points Avenue will be closed from 3rd Street to Juliet on September 16th from 5 to 8 p.m., and we have so much going on, so much. We have hands-on fun things going on the street. We have just a huge, largest ever lineup of artists and performers, entertainment, live music. So we're pretty excited to close out that event season that way.
All right. Well, that's cool. And that's going to be kind of neat to see here. So make sure you plan ahead if you have to do business in that part of the town here, because the road will be closed for a little while in the evening. But that is just another way to bring people into downtown.
Yeah, it is. And what I particularly like about that is another focus on local talent. I mean, you're talking about local artists and musicians and entertainers that all live in and around Manhattan. And then with our street festival and being able to expand this event, literally every single block will be packed with fun things to do for everybody in your family, from the young to the old. So I think that's just speaks to what Manhattan really does so well in general, is pulling the local talent together or the regional talent together. And that's especially what I like about Third Thursday.
All right. Well, that's cool. I'm looking forward to that. Is that going to be maybe the first of many things we'll see like that, where the streets are blocked off? Or are you hoping?
I'm hoping. You probably heard from a little bird that we've been trying to get the open container ordinance passed, and we're making progress on that. I think, you know, we've been at this, not counting the year of the pandemic, but we've been at this for about 2.5 years, 3 years almost. And I think we will be successful in being allowed to close the street down with appropriate amount of safety and legal precautions in place, and really have a good event where lots of events where you can walk around and carry your drink from either vendor to vendor or experience to experience or restaurant to restaurant if it's a pub crawl of some kind. I know we certainly have a lot of events right now that we could convert very easily into just having block off the streets and have an open container event. And then we have lots in our pocket that we can't wait to pull out when this finally becomes a city ordinance.
All right. We'll keep watching on that and see how that unfolds. I know there's been discussion, with the Christmas time here, Mayor Butler in particular wants this to be kind of the Christmas city. I know they're working on getting some of those plugins fixed there for the lights here downtown. I know the city had to spend like $300,000 to kind of fix that up. But that's important because that's going to only enhance the atmosphere down there.
When when they had to turn the power off to those tree wells, and they just recently did that about a month ago, it really made an impact to the downtown community and really to the city, to people who are paying attention. I mean, without power downtown, you're taking away downtown's identity. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were talking about not being able to light up for Christmas and, not being able to power events like musicians and that kind of thing. So it really was an emergency situation, and we really needed the city commission to come through for us on that and get that power taken care of. So they acted in such great faith, and we know that we think we're going to be safe at least for Christmas.
All right. Well, good to know.
Yep.
Before that, we have obviously Halloween. That's a fun event. That's where we like to go trick-or-treat is downtown. Anything particular that you can kind of give us? I know it's a little ways away.
And yet it feels like tomorrow.
Right. It does.
We didn't do this last year. We were still kind of a little bit leaning towards wanting to just really not promote those events, especially with kids. So we're feeling a little bit better this year. So many people being vaccinated and just more people feeling comfortable about wearing masks and doing what they think is best for their family. So we feel really comfortable about bringing this event back. It's All Treats Day, and we run this in partnership with our partners at the mall, and they offer up Boo Party at the mall, which is an indoor event. So once you hit the outdoor businesses on Points Avenue and surrounding downtown from 4 to 6, then you can jump over to the mall and partake in long lines of massive amounts of candy.
All right, and I'm sure we'll talk about that closer to Halloween, but it is scheduled for October 29th, and I think that's because Halloween falls on a Sunday this year. So
I think you're right. Is it either a Saturday or Sunday? I can't remember. But yeah.
So mark your calendars, October 29th, 4 to 6 p.m. for All Treats Day. I know you had some other things, and I've kind of had a brain lapse here. What else did we have we were going to talk about here today?
We have an event coming up that sells out. We only have a few tickets left, but it's our signature event. It's formerly known as Taste of Downtown, also right now known as, or not also, but right, we've changed and rebranded this event. It's called Plates and Pours, and the reason for the rebrand was because we wanted to bring our bars into this event. So we have now new to downtown, or relatively new since Taste of Downtown, is Manhattan Brewing Company, and we have the Speakeasy, 324 Speakeasy, and we have Finn's Pub. And so we wanted those businesses to partake in this sellout event. So for $45, you can visit 12 locations. See if you can visit 12 locations from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that $45 ticket gets you a tasting of what those restaurants do best. Often it is a special, something that does not normally appear on their menu. And you'll also get a 2-ounce tasting sample beverage with alcohol. So it's a fun event. It's a great date night. It's a great girls' night out. It's a great way to get your group of friends together. Honestly, we usually sell our tickets in groups of like 6 to 10.
Wow.
Because it's something that friends really like to do together. But we have a few tickets left. That's on October 5th. If you're interested in getting a ticket, you can just visit our website at downtownmhk.com.
Okay. And that's a great resource here for all the local businesses that are downtown. There's quite a few of them, and just a great destination for anything. Of course, restaurants are a big attraction there. You got some great restaurants down there. I know all too well. But just good stuff going on down in downtown Manhattan right now.
Thank you. I really appreciate your encouraging words. And yeah, if you ever want to know what's going on, you just need to jump on over to our website. We try to keep that very up to the minute.
Okay, very good. Well, Gina, thanks for the time here today, and we'll talk to you again probably next month.
Thanks, Brandon.